Hi, this is Dan. It's the day after Thanksgiving in 2007. Sherry and I came to my parents' place for a visit and to take my mom out for a belated birthday. And so we wanted to talk some about Thanksgiving. Introductions?
I'm Hi. Mom. Hi, I'm Mom.
I'm Larry.
Dan's I'm Grammy.
Yeah, this is all my side of the family, by the way, not Sherry's. So we want to talk some about Thanksgiving and memories. One of the things I said to Grammy was that I remember when we would go to her and Pop-Pop's for Thanksgiving, I would always kind of have to weasel around into the back seat. I'm not sure why I always went in the back seat. I remember Jim was always to the right of me, not quite in the back. But then when I was done eating, I'd always have to like snake out underneath the table because nobody else was done yet. I don't know, if I went back there first, maybe I got to start eating first?
No, you went to the back because you were the thin one, and there wasn't much room in the back, and that's why you always sat in the back, because it was the higher registers, so you had to sit in the back. You sat in the back there, so the table didn't get pushed out too far into the room. But the first Thanksgiving with you, that was when I didn't get to eat. Because you were such a good eater, I had to keep turning and feeding you. And as soon as I'd stop feeding you, you'd start hollering again, and I'd have to give you more. So I just remembered that first Thanksgiving with you that I didn't get to eat much. Because till you were done, the table was cleared. By the next Thanksgiving, you were eating by yourself. I made sure of that.
Grammy, you were telling me about how you guys didn't get together a whole lot until...
Well, when I was younger, we didn't get together much with anybody but our immediate family. But once my sister and I start dating, we'd have our boyfriends there for some festival meetings or meals. And I can remember my dad would said to them one time when there was a little bit of stuff, meat or something laying on the plate, and he said to them, well, you guys can have that. Nobody else wants it. That was a favorite saying of my dad's.
My dad's favorite saying was, if you go away hungry, it's your own fault. And I know Dad started saying that, too.
But then later on, after we got married, we used to travel down to Temple to my sister's. And we had a big gathering there. We'd stay overnight, and there was people laying all over the place sleeping all night long.
Like how many?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, 14, 15 or more, I guess. I can't remember how many there were. Wow. I remember one time there was a big snowstorm back home that we couldn't go home. And we had to have our neighbors go check our houses and stuff for us until we could get home because of the snowstorms and stuff. Yeah. But we always went down there to Temple to my sisters, and we always had a great time together. And other than that, like I said, we didn't get together too much with my dad's side of the family, or my husband's side of the family. I don't know why, but we didn't.
Pop-Pop. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he always liked to have the big gatherings.
Well, he was from a fairly big family, and he liked to have a lot of people around.
Grammy's talking about going to Aunt Blanche's for Thanksgiving, and that was what I remember. That was always Thanksgiving. I don't know when we started going there. I know that they lived in a trailer park for a while, and I think we used to go there when they lived in the trailer park for Thanksgiving. Grammy doesn't think we were going for Thanksgiving then, so I'm not positive, but I remember that Thanksgiving was always at their house, and there would be my two cousins, Margie and Kathy, and then also my cousins Sue and Marty. They were all Aunt Blanche and Uncle Cleetie's children. And then there would be me and my sister, and usually my cousin Debbie, and Aunt Jenny and Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie was my mom's brother. Mm-hmm. So it was the two sisters and the brother and their families. And then my grandmother and grandfather, Mom's or Grammy's mother and father, would be there. But I don't think everybody used to go and stay overnight. Some would just come on Thanksgiving Day and then usually go home. But we had started to go down like Wednesday night and stay over for Thanksgiving morning. And then later I remember staying over Thursday night, Thanksgiving night, and then they didn't call it Black Friday, but it was the start of the Christmas shopping season. And near Reading, where they were, Reading, Pennsylvania, there were quite a few shopping malls and big stores and stuff. And so we'd usually end up going out for a while, go shopping on Friday, or at least some of the people would. Maybe not everybody, but some would stay at the house probably, but some would go shopping. And yeah. You know, so you'd get the crowds of people and all the sales and stuff, but it wasn't quite as big as it is now. I don't think they opened the stores at 4 o'clock in the morning or anything like that.
I don't really remember eating a whole lot of turkey when we did Thanksgiving. I don't know if I did at the time, but now one of the parts I probably like best is the vegetables. Did I like the vegetables best? I mean, I remember when we'd go to Grammy's that you would make all kinds of stuff. You know, I remember lima beans all the time, which was fantastic, and Mom did not like so much.
That's why you didn't get them at home.
And I remember cream corn, I remember eating that. And I know you had cauliflower sometimes.
We always tried to have a variety that there'd be something for everybody that was there. Because everybody didn't like
lima beans?
Thing. Yeah, some of us didn't like lima beans.
Yeah, that's right.
And I'd still get two lima beans put on my plate anyway.
Well, when you're remembering Thanksgiving at Grammy and Pop Pop's, I think that was after we had moved to Connecticut, and we would usually try to go back to Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving and have Thanksgiving dinner with Grammy and Papa then.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you're remembering. And by that time, I guess, Aunt Blanche wasn't having Thanksgiving dinner at her house. So we'd have it at Grammy's house.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes Aunt Joyce would come and have Thanksgiving there with us because she was living in Delaware.
Yeah.
So we would have it there. Now, Mom's side of the family wasn't really getting together for Thanksgiving dinner at that time. So, you know, we'd have it with Grammy and Papa.
Actually, my mom was down. The one time my mom came down for Thanksgiving at least once.
Yes, yeah. I think I remember more than one time.
But when I grew up, though, we would go to my grandmother's, which lived the next house up, but you're talking farm. Mm. So she, you know, she would have it up there. And I just always remember we had Johnny Bull pudding, and that was dessert.
What's
and
that?
It was with suet and everything, and you cooked
it. The stuff
it.
The birds eat?
Mm. Well, no, not exactly. Yeah. But it tasted much better.
I hope so.
But it was cooked like in a cheesecloth bag. It was like cooked all morning and everything. But I just always remember that we weren't allowed to sit in at the grown up table. There was a kid's table out in the kitchen, and that's where all of us sat, and like all my cousins and, you know, everybody would come out or come for them.
Yeah.
You know, and we'd all have it there up at my grandmother's.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thing about the holidays is getting together, though, not especially the meat. But I think we always had turkey, you know, but I only remember it up at Grandma's. I don't remember ever having turkey at my mom's, you know, there. I don't remember her ever making a turkey.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember having turkey growing up either. We had our own chickens, and that's what we had most of the time until I start going with Dad. Then his mother raised turkeys. Then sometimes we used to get one and have it for our Thanksgiving dinner.
But you know what I remember about dinner down at Aunt Blanche's? Because we had just gotten married, and it was probably the last year, or maybe she did it 2 years after we got married yet. I just remember thinking that once I got seated, I better not need to get up again. Because there was just no room to put your chair back and actually get up and move. It was just so tight with so many people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know at least one time that I went with Larry, and it would have been after we were married, you know, but I don't know if it was more than once or not. And it was the four of us in the one bedroom together. And that's how they kind of doubled everybody up, you know. there were cots and, you know, the bed and sleeping bags and stuff like that.
Air mattresses.
Yep.
Well, at Aunt Blanche's, their kitchen isn't real big. I guess it's probably as big as ours is. But they would have a big table, lots of leaves in the table, and, you know, the table pretty much filled the whole, and that's where the adults would eat. And then in the living room, they'd have, I don't know, maybe some folding tables or something bigger than card tables, I think, with chairs around them. Mm-hmm. And that's where the kids would eat. And then, you know, as the families were getting older and the kids were having
kids.
Husbands and and wives with them, you know, we were still at the yeah. table in the living room, because it was still all the adults at the table out in the kitchen, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, by then it was the old people's table.
Yeah, right.
To summarize, family traditions at Thanksgiving typically consist of having to squish into the back seat at the table and never growing up enough to be allowed at the adult/old person table.